今天是第五次在东出禅寺讲无法之法的导读哈。照我的进度，可能八月五号还会第六讲。
So today is the fifth time to talk about the method of no path method. So, follow my schedule. So, there's another talk in August.
那大家都知道，师父有三本书，两本是英文的，有中翻英文翻中，还有一本纯粹是中文的，有关末照的书。
We all know 师父 has three books about silent illumination. There's one in Chinese, Master Shen Yan teach silent illumination chan, and there's two other English book.
那师父中文的叫圣严法师教默照禅。
So the Chinese version of the silent illumination method is called a little translation, Master Shen Yan teach silent illumination chan.
那英文的最早是 Catching the Feather on the Fan, 是 John Cook 在英国打禅期的他写下来的师父带妻的经验，然后来翻成中文叫如月映空，后来呢改版成 Illuminating Silence。
So the second book is the English book, actually, and that is the earliest book. It's called Catching the Feather on the Fan. In Chinese, it's like the moon in the sky.In the empty sky, in the empty space. And later on, it changed to Illuminating Silence. And that was in front, Sifu is leading Silent Illumination Retreat in England with John Cook. And his experience on that retreat.
会看英文的菩萨，我鼓励他们看原版，因为写的以西方人来学默照的一个角度来看，我觉得很有意思的一本书。
So if you can read English, I encourage you to read that book because that is from the Western point of view and to learn silent illumination.
那现在跟大家介绍无法之法，也是先有英文，再翻成中文，英文叫 The Method of No Method.
The third book is The Method of No Method. So this also has a Chinese translation for that.
会跟大家介绍这本书也是蛮意外，因为自己现在的修行方法是默照，那我就觉得因为杂物很多，所以我想偷懒哈，就用我自己这样很简单。后来无法之法，我现在从去年到现在大概跟大家介绍了14次啊，才发觉这本书没有想象中的那么简单。
Actually, to introduce this book to all of you is kind of accidental. Because here in the daily chore is very, very busy. And I use my own method. And since I encountered this book,and I started reading it, and I realized that the method itself is not that simple.
那在讲的过程呢，自己受益是最大的啊。那人家问问题呢，我也受益很大，因为才发觉原来我自己的想法跟别人的想法中间实在差的有够大啊。
So by introducing this book and me myself in benefit the most because when I encounter with other people and I realize and my personal point of view and deviate from other people's point of view is pretty huge.
那这次到 Dallas 就有人问法师，你说观全身到底怎么观全身？我对我来讲好像很简单了，因为过程就是这样，我从来没有想到啊。连观全身都有问题啊，原来最基础的我都没有办法让别人能够接收到应该怎么样观。那你们有问题吗？ 关全身有问题吗？
So when I was in Dallas and talking about this subject matter, and some people raised this question, 法师, how do you contemplate the whole body? And to me, this is a very basic question. So, and I was surprised this person actually have a question about it. If you don't know how to contemplate the whole body, this is really basic. And how about here? Do we have a question about this? How to contemplate your entire body?
假如没有的话，等一下我再跟大家讲的时候的过程。那你们只要持相反的意见呢，请提出来啊，这样看，这样可以让大家都能够受益。为什么我知道的，我用的跟大家是有距离的。
So, if you don't have any question, maybe you're doing, when I introduce about, how to contemplate the entire body, if you have a different opinion and different thinking, and please raise your question then. So, while I was talking about this, and I benefit the most.
因为我每次啊，新的都是大概只有讲到15分钟，所以我这次反过来，复习15分钟。那讲新的是半个钟头，所以呢，我很快的把末照禅法已经介绍过的，很快的跟大家讲什么是末照。
So for the past few lecture, for the past few talks, and I only merely only have a 15 minutes left, and to introduce the new material, and the majority time I was doing the review. So this time I'm gonna operate differently.So I'm only going to spend 15 minutes to review, and then the rest of the time and leave it for introducing the new topic.
那所以呢，以前讲过啊，也是书里面师父特别一直强调，为什么要介绍末照的方法？它是一个很自然的一个方法啊，它是很容易用的方法。后来绕了一圈才发觉，不是大家都认为是很容易用的。
So, in the beginning, when Shifu, talked about silent illumination, this is a very natural method, and it also very easy to use. So, and after people practice, and it turned out to be, this is really not that easy to apply.
它的内容非常直接，也很简单，就是因为直接简单，那我们习惯复杂的，所以觉得这个方法不容易那么容易抓。
Because the method itself is very simple and direct, but our mind always operate in complicated way. So in going back to direct and simple, we don't know what to do.
那默照呢，平常都可以用，任何一个时间，任何一个念头都可以用。这个为什么平常，师父后来要强调，希望大家也用默照的，方法，这个也有关系啊，因为随时都可以用的。
Silent illumination can use on the regular basis, anywhere, anytime, in every single thought. And that's why in Sifu want us to use silent illumination in our daily life.
它的技术性很简单，就是坐在蒲团上，就这样。
The technique actually is very simple. It's just sitting on the cushion.
那只要这边就难了。只要你能够掌握住，不要把自我意识的执着心放进去，很简单哈。
So only, really, only if you don't put your self judgment into it. Only, it sounds simple, but it's not that easy.
那我们就想今天早上大家找他的位置，其实都有习惯。我看百合进来的时候，周百合进来。我说他应该会坐在那个位置，果然是，因为很多人都习惯性，每次菩萨就习惯性坐那个位置，坐你自己喜欢坐的位置没有问题。当我跟每次菩萨讲说每次请你换一个位置，他生气的时候，或者是他很不愿意的时候呢，也许换一次他 OK， 两次三次他就说我今天不要听你的演讲，我要走的时候，那时候你就可以知道自己的我只有多大。
So for example, in this morning when everybody are coming to this Chan Hall, and then we are all creatures of a habit. We usually and well pick our regular seat, the place I always sit. And so, and for example, there's a few of these Bodhisattva, they sit their regular seat. If today I say, well, you know, so and so, and I don't want you to sit there. I want you to sit someplace else. Maybe the first time it's okay, the second time it's okay. And the third time she may get angry. She said, that's it. I'm leaving. I don't want to listen to this lecture anymore. I want to sit on my seat. So that you can tell. And we have so much self-attachment.
这个是一个测试啊，自己的修行功夫好不好？我每次都觉得我自己修行功夫不错的时候，就有一个问题给我了，我就知道哇，还差有够远。
So this is only a test, you know. So every time, and I think, and my practice is getting better. And so this little test can come up, and then reflects and how good, how bad my practice really is.
我最近听到有一个是美国。他叫 Navy SEAL 的那个总司令啊，叫 William last name 很长，我忘了怎么讲。他就在讲他跟毕业生的致辞，他就在讲哈，他们训练他们海军的那个 SEAL 的时候，把你的床给铺好，每天都铺好，你不管多累就给他铺好，就是从最维系的地方开始做。
Recently, in the graduation.This particular general?
Yeah, General William, I forgot his last name. The Navy SEAL Admiral. 没有关系，那个不重要。
Okay, so basically this general trained Navy SEAL. So he say every morning, well every day, he demand all the SEALs and they make their bed really tidy and neat. Regardless how tired they are, they have to do that.
它不只是胎底，它还要方方正正的，像豆腐那样，不是给它折好而已。
So it's not make the bed tidy. It have to be certain way, and all the comforter has to have lines and all the edges and this and that very particular.
那它最重要就是说，让你能够在很艰难的情况之下，你都还可以做到这边。那你的日子过得舒服的时候，你这个一定会做到。就同样，佛教讲，你要先知道苦，你才知道你会珍惜这个修行，你珍惜你这个身体一样。所以末照这边呢，掌控这个是重心，可是不容易的啊。
So, his point is regardless how tired you are, and what kind of calamity you are, and how difficult you are, if you can do that.Then you can do that every single day. And the same thing in the Buddhism, and to understand suffering, and because we understood suffering, so we will precious our body, and we will precious every single moment to practice.
那末照禅法呢，它还有另外一个重点，就是你不妄想，不思索，不前瞻后顾的妄想跟思索。
So another important point of a silent illumination is don't have a wandering thought and don't think about the past and then don't project in the future.
那妄想啊，有是正常的，不要有对立啊，这个是最重要在这里啊。
To have a wandering thought is natural, so just don't have this opposition of the subject and object.
那另外。末照的禅法还有就当下是什么就是什么。
So, in silent illumination, another thing is, what it is what it is, at that present moment. Whatever that is the way it is.
那什么是末照呢？什么是照？先说什么是照。照就是清清楚楚的知道自己的状况，这个叫照。但这个不叫修行，因为照呢是一个起码你要知道，那修行呢是要跟末，就当这个事情出来的时候，你会终止它。
So So what is silent illumination? First of all, we'll talk about illumination. It's clearly know. It's clearly know, and that doesn't mean practice. So you clearly know, and then in every single moment, and that's a silent. It's not following whatever the thoughts come up.
所以就说, 你要默那个照呢, 主要就说, 你发觉, 你种种的状况的时候, 你不要跟着跑, 那就是默, 所以我们叫默照, 不叫照默。
To silent that illumination, to clearly know, and it's just whenever the situation come up, you're not going to follow that situation.
那照, 大家都很知道是清清楚楚, 知道你的当下的状况, 主要是清清楚楚的知道。
Silent is clearly know every single moment, the condition you are and the situation you are.
那默呢, 就是不要受自己内心或者外面环境的影响, 心一直保持在安定的状况。
So illumination is not affected by this internal and external environment, and always clearly and in a stable condition.
那刚刚讲默照禅就是要放舍我执, 就是自我中心要放下, 这个才是跟解脱有关系啊。
So silent illumination is to let go the self-attachment, no self.
那我们在介绍默照的方法的时候，有默照有三个层次哈。那那个讲阶段呢，是修行中不同深度的一个经验，并不是说你第一步就要第二步，第二步就要第三步。So
in silent illumination, there's three stages. It's not clear cut. It's like, oh, after I finish this stage, I go to next. I proceed to next. It's really during the practice, and it's you progressing naturally into that stage.
那所有的禅修，第一个一定放松，不管你是默照、数息，任何一个修行的方法，连不是佛教的团体，也一定要从放松开始啊。放松就是让你自己的身体跟你的心啊，全部都是在很安定、很平静。 很开放，很开阔，而且还有要警觉，不是睡着的状况哈。放松，有的人会一下子就进入深的昏沉啊，就是睡着。So,
silent illumination, and the first is to relax your body and mind. Relax your body and mind regardless, and that's the first beginning. Steps and of all kind of method, and regardless, even in non-Buddhism practice, in the first you started with relax your body and mind. Relax your body and mind, and it means your body and mind is at ease, in a stable, and in the open and broad state, and also alert. And sometimes if we too relax, and then we become drowsy.
那身心的放松跟懈怠、懒惰是不一样的，大家一起想想，差别在哪里？
So,
知道差别在哪里吗？
So a relaxed body and mind, and it means it doesn't mean it's lax or laziness. And so, do you know the difference between laziness and lax?
就是你的方法是要松的。 可是，不，你方法是要紧的，你身体是要松的，不是两个方法也松，身体也松就昏沉了。所以心是很警觉的，很清醒的。So
and it means your body and mind is relaxed, and but the method is tight. The method is tight means you're alert, you are working on the method, you are on the method, you don't let go the method.
那在日本呢的默照呢叫持观打坐。那持观打坐的方法呢，第一个你就要找姿势要坐正啊，也可以用我们七支坐法啊。不知道七支坐法，我们这个礼拜六 有初级打坐班，还可以报名吗？常嘉慧法师，不行了哈。昨天没有来的，这个礼拜六就不行，等下次啊。按你重量要往下沉。那有的人刚刚开始打坐，可能他姿势不晓得，那你就是把做一个你能够坐得久又比较舒服的姿势，那个就是先就是没有学过怎么样打坐的人，那个是第一个，就是你要那个坐的那个姿势你自己都要觉得是舒服啊。
So, just sitting in Japan it called Shinkansa. And so in the first you have to sit in the correct posture. And so your body weight is sink downwardly. And if you never learn how to sit in the meditation, so it's one of the posture you can sit comfortably and alert, and then you can sit for a long time.
那在直观打坐呢，师父为了让人家能够很容易抓到那个方法，因为他方法真的很简单，就是你坐在蒲团嘛，就叫直观打坐嘛，所以他把它分了一点层次哈，分了三个层次，一个是我在打坐，我的身体在打坐。
So, 师父 because of the silent illumination is very simple, just sitting is very simple. So, and 师父divided this just sitting into three stages. First, I am sitting. And second, my body is sitting.
第三个是我的身心全部都在打坐。
The third is my body and mind are all sitting.
那它主要的是就是因为 Dallas 的菩萨在问我，所以呢我就思维了一下，末照的时候为什么说我的身体在打坐，因为没有什么好抓，所以身体是你先抓的，那这个是前方便，当你心安地下来你放松的时候，你连身体的也要放掉，这个是一个过程，所以他说我在打坐，那个是告诉故意告诉自己，我你坐那边你怎么会不知道你在打坐，可是也许前一分钟前两分钟你知道，可第三第四可能你就开始打妄想，你根本不知道你是坐在那边，所以他就是有第一步是坐意，第二个呢就把你的重心是在你的身体，所以身体是你的觉受的一个部分，一个着力点。
So silent illumination is just sitting stages and So the first stage, and it's my body is sitting. And so, of course, I know my body is sitting. And this is a process. So the first stage is I deliberately tell myself I'm sitting. And because maybe the first thought and you are on the method, I'm sitting. Maybe the third thought, you already start wandering off. So you deliberately tell yourself, I am sitting. And then through the process, and then gradually, because through you tell yourself you are sitting, and then you're aware of this sensation you are sitting, and this is a process. And the second, my body is sitting, and so this is so you literally tell yourself you're sitting. This is the process.
因为我们一般的人习惯要抓东西。所以在末照直观打坐的时候先让你抓身体，身体就是让你抓的那个东西啊。所以你的身体坐在那边，到时候呢这个都是前方便，当你心安静下来的自自然然的时候，你就对身体的感受就会慢慢的减少了。
So we are always in the habit of grasping somethingSo in the first sitting, we grasp on our body, and we need to hold on to something. So in the first, we hold on to our body. After your mind is settled, and you need to let go your body.
那真正的默呢，就是默照同时的那个默的时候呢，他其实他心是不注意在任何一个地方上的，所以他不依靠任何个东西的。那真正的照呢，他一定跟默在一起。那个所以是等一下要跟大家 介绍的，就是末照同时的一个状况。
So the real silent illumination, the silent is mind is not abiding on anything, and that's in accordance with illumination. And later we're going to introduce that.
那第三个直观打坐的那个第三个阶段，就是其实就是师父在讲末照的同一心。一般来讲，我们心有七个层次，给它用比较简单，就四个层次。第一个就是散乱心，当你有方法的时候，你就可以集中，集中了以后，你就可以统一，统一以后再来就是无心啊。那统一的时候，本来有前后念的统一，还有身心的统一，还有内外的统一。末照不着重于前后念的统一，因为前后念的统一进入身定，不要进入身定啊。所以我们在这边介绍的时候呢，末照的三个层次，就是直观打坐的第三个层次，又分为一二三，就是第三个末照同时，那个是已经是真正的所谓的末照啊。那身心的统一、内外的统一的时候呢，就是在心的四个层次里面的统一心的第二个跟第三个统一，这个心的这个过程啊，是所有的方法都会到。假如你要想要有无心的话，一定都会有这种的过程。只不过这个过程呢，不造作，是自自然然的进入的状况。
So, in silent illumination, and besides the silent illumination, when we talk about our mind, and we can divide it into seven ways, but four ways is just four categories. It's simpler. The first is a scattered mind. And after you start using a method, and then you have a concentrated mind. And then after concentrated mind, you have a unified mind. So unified mind means the previous thought and then the future thought is unified. And the body and the mind is unified. And internal and external environment are unified. So in silent illumination, we don't talk about the previous thought and the latter thought unification. And that will into deep samadhi. So in silent illumination, the unified mind means the body and mind and an internal external environment in unification. So if you keep using this kind of a method, and the mind and all kind of method, it's going to make your mind unified. And this is a natural progression. You don't deliberately and make it that happen.
那刚刚讲心的七个层次，第一个就是散乱心，第二个就是集中心。集中心是刚刚你用方法的时候，心念虽然比较集中，可是还有很多的妄念你看得到。那再来就是真的，你的妄念就很少了。再来真正的妄念，统一心的时候或还是有没有妄念，还是有啊。可是呢，那时候就是已经是零零散散的。这个就这样三个，还有统一心的三个统一，前后念身心还有内外的统一三个，这就六个。再来无心七个，这个就是一般讲心有四个层次或者是七个层次，是这样分啊。所有的方法，你不管你是属习或者都可以到到统一心这个阶段啊。
So we talk about seven level of minds. First is scattered mind, and then after apply method, and you have a concentrated mind. And at that concentrated mind, you still have a wandering thought. And then the next is a unified mind. A unified mind and has the mind of a previous thought and the latter thought.And the unification of body and mind, the unification of internal external environment. In that unification of mind, it still have wandering thought, but it's scattered here and there. It is really not that many. And then the next, it will be no mind. And with any kind of method, counting the breath and silent illumination, you can all reach a unified mind.
那身心的统一呢，在末照来讲啊，就是身体不再成为你一个负担啊，就是你身体还在，可是你不会感受身体的那个 给你的一种重量或者是一个负担啊。那那时候你的心是怎么样？很清楚的，很开阔的，很明白的。心不是模糊，心一模糊的时候是昏沉了，或者是有的时候是进入深地，就不是身心统一，而是前后念的统一。
So unification of a body and mind at that time, and the body is no longer the burden of your weight and burden of any of your sensation of your body. So the mind is very clear and open and raw, and so it's not in a drowsy state and or in the deep samadhi state.
那另外内外统一就是你的身心状况跟环境是合的。那你对于环境的状况是清楚，莫照最不一样的地方就是你对环境是清楚，可是环境的事物不已经不会影响到你了。
And so the talking about unification of internal and external environment. Internal is your body and mind, and then unify with the external environment. And so this is a very particular of a silent illumination. And in your internal environment and external environment is combined, is unified as one. And at that time, you very clear know and about the external environment.
莫照同时的时候呢，就是心很清楚，这是一定的，而且知道外面的环境都很清楚，但是你的内心的念头啊无限，你外面的环境也无限，就是不会被外面的感觉，被外面的事事物物影响到你，这个就是莫照同时的时候。
So, and when silent and illumination at the same time, it means the mind is clearly know about the external environment, but the inside of the mind is boundless, and you know about the external environment, but your mind is not going to be influenced or affected by the external environment.
所以向内就是心哈，你心主要我们就用念头啊，你的念头、你的情绪、你的妄念都消退了，那你体验或者是说你觉察到你的心的无限啊，这个是向内。向外呢，就是外面的环境呢，也是停止分别，因为分别是产生我执的一个最大一个关键啊。所以你当对外面的环境也停止分别的时候，你的心是向外，是无限的广阔的。
So at that time and inwardly, and your mind is there's no discrimination, there's no self-attachment, and so outwardly, the mind is clearly know and all the environment, and so it's unified and there's no attachments. That's why it's balanced, it's bored, it's open.
那莫照平常怎么用呢？身心的放松平常都可以用啊，任何时间都可以用啊，所以呢就是时时注意自己身跟心是不是放松。
So, we can apply silent illumination in the daily life. How? So, it's your body and mind, it's relaxed, at ease.
那还有你的心是不是一直都在当下？
And your mind is always at the present moment.
还有你知道不知道你的心念你的身体跟三毒相应还是跟三法印相应？毒就是贪嗔痴。
And also clearly aware your body is in accordance to the three poison, greed, hatred and ignorance, or in accordance to three dharma seal, which is a suffering, impermanence and no self.
还有最重要就是你知道不知道你的情绪到底一天到晚是喜欢这个讨厌那个呢，还是觉得这个麻烦这个有兴趣呢，还是你看每个人都不顺眼，还是你看大家都很顺眼？看大家都很顺眼会不会有麻烦？会。为什么？ Anderson, 你为什么觉得看大家很顺眼？你不是看我们都很顺眼吗？那为什么这个 enjoy 不好呢？为什么？这个就是知道苦、苦苦、行苦、坏苦，最后那个也是苦。嗯，这跟苦有关系啊。就今天不多讲，就是带到这，主要让大家思维。这样的话，莫照平常到底可不可以用？其实很好用的。
So and also, clearly aware about your emotion. You like something and you don't like something, and you favor something, you not favor something, and you hate something, and or you see somebody and you really don't like, and then you see somebody maybe like.And so when you see somebody you like, isn't that trouble? Yes, because that's also a form of a suffering. That's an attachment, a form of suffering.
那现在就不讲啊，请来上佛学课，礼拜六的佛学课。他也有层次啊，他莫照同时的时候，跟我们真正讲的无心跟解脱啊，还中间还是有一点距离。那因为就看你那个莫照同时的那个经验是怎么样。那严格来讲，真正的莫照同时就是无心了。可是在为了让更多的人用莫照的方法，所以呢把那个标准降得比较低一点。就是你同时对照的现象你可以莫，我们就说在那一刹那你是莫照同时。可是你是不是心整个反过来还没有。
So, somebody was asking, and when the silent illumination at the same time is that no mind, yes and no, because no mind is a level. And so, it's based on the experience. Also, and at that time, illumination has in accordance with the silence. So, and to simplify, so yes, and give a straight answer, yes, and silent illumination at the same time is no mind.But it is a level based on the experience.
所以就像那个明心见性，那在看经文的时候，你会觉得好奇怪啊，明心见性的好像应该是已经开悟了嘛？为什么还有小疑小悟、大疑大悟、中疑中悟？为什么到底他开悟了没有？这就是因为禅宗讲的明心见性，不是讲的就近的解脱。就近解脱就是一悟就永悟。可是这边是还有一点层次的，在就是所谓层次，就是说你感受的经验还有一个比较深浅的不一样。
So, in the Chan, we talk about seeing the insight and then enlightenment. And so, it's yes, and but then again, it's based on the experience. That's why it has saying it says you have a small doubt, you have a small enlightenment.And you have a median doubt, you have a median enlightenment. And you have a huge doubt, you have a huge enlightenment. It's really, and it is, there's a level, and based on the experience of enlightenment. And so, unless it encounters completely enlightenment, and so it still have a gradual distinction.
那师父在书里面也有提到哈，为什么我们有悟后起修，就是你见到性的时候你就比较不会退转，你知道你已经尝过那个，你知道那个方向是走对的，你就是已经进入那个道，我们现在还在旁边走，所以常常会走岔路嘛。可是那个你已经知道我这个方向已经没有错了，就是见到道了，见到。
So that's why 师父 in the book and he mentioned aboutAfter enlightenment, and that's the beginning of the true practice, and it will go to non-regression because you're already on the right path, and you know your destination, you know your direction, and you don't know, you will not, and go to some other side road, and then go to some opposite direction because you're already on the path. That's why precisely after enlightenment, that's the beginning of the true practice.
那刚刚讲喜欢、讨厌、麻烦、有趣，这些是 自我中心的另外一个名字。所以我们既然我们的目标是往解脱这个地方走，就是让心的能够放下，就是这些东西是自自而然然的要放下的，不是强迫啊。那你有很多人就是程度在这边，可是他标准定的是圣人的，就是这样，就自己很辛苦，别人也很辛苦。
So before we talk about like, dislike, and the attach, non-attach, and favor, unfavor, and this is all self-attachment. So, and you let go everything, it is naturally, it's not forcefully. And some people may have and this a self-discipline and give you really, really high bar, and then and make you, your own life very tough, and then the people around you is very tough.
那个复习了45分钟，所以又还是超过时间哈。那我们先讲观念，其实上次在观念里面有正见、出离心跟发菩提心，那正见里面呢又有无常、空、无我。那在正见里面无常我们上次也有提到，可是因为讲得非常快啊，那无常的这观念非常的重要，所以我今天不算复习吧，就是把它更系统化，让大家更清楚一下。
So, we still spend about 45 minutes to review. Now we're going to go talk about the new topics. Well, last time we talked about, right view. Right view and has, impermanence and no self and then emptiness.
那它的次序是无常、空、无我。那无我就跟无心，这个就是国清法师常常会讲的这个无我，因为这个层次啊跟解脱一定要有这个的经验，那你解脱才容易达到。
So the right view and there's a three levels and it's impermanence, emptiness and no self. No self, a lot of time and we refer to no mind.Which is the 国清法师always talk about no mind. And this is the right view. And then also has a sequential. And this will lead to liberation.
那正见呢佛教真正的正见一定跟三法印要相应的。跟三法印要相应呢，在无法之法里头讲的是无常、空、无我这三点。
So the right view has the importance with three Dharma seal. And three Dharma seal in the book of method of no method, we talk about impermanence, suffering, and no self.
那在释迦牟尼佛跟我们介绍的四圣谛、三法印、八正道，这些都是我们要做的哈，也是我们一个看看是不是正确的佛法一个标准。
So, Shakyamuni Buddha taught us, four noble truths, three Dharma seal, and the noble eightfold path. And this is, the guidance he provided to us. And this is also, our practice guidance.
那我们无常啊，从环境、身体跟心开始讲。
So, impermanence, we talk about the environmental impermanence,And then the body impermanence and the mind impermanence.
那大家都很知道所谓的无常就是东西一直会在变的，没有不变的。
So, what is impermanence? Impermanence is no fixed, unchanged reality and things are constantly changed.
那为什么不从心开始讲？因为心啊，它很短暂的变化，我们讲没有一个好的修行啊，抓不住，所以我们从环境开始，从大的在身体再往心，这样的过程中间呢，你就可以感受到心的无常。
So why don't we start with and talking about the impermanence of the mind? Because impermanence of mind is very subtle, and then normally we are not easy to observe. So we talk about and start from the big.And something we can ever actually perceive. And then later on, we are gradually coming into the mind.
那像环境它改变或者变化的时候，我们身体会感受。现在夏天嘛， 从外面走进来，就马上你的身体上就有个对比了嘛，一进来那个很容易就可以感受环境的热影响到你身体，那你会不会感到自己心很烦？有没有比较少嘛？你就会觉得哇好热啊，流汗了，就这样，你不会讲到其实就是你心在动。
So we start from the big one, which is the environment. So when environment change, and then so our body change along with it, and also affect influence our mind. So for example, now it's summertime. So when you walk from outside is very hot. You come in here, and then you feel this is a cooler environment, and so your body can feel it. And then maybe your mind is annoyed with the hot summer. It's the temperature. So actually, You're feeling all this because your mind is moving.
那也许我不知道今天等一下会不会下雨哈，等一下下雨的时候可能凉快一点，马上你是就觉得身体就比较舒服哈。所以等于外面的环境也是在变。那其实进来这边开冷气也是影响。假如我现在不开冷气，你们很快就可以体验到外面的环境会影响到你身体。现在因为开了冷气很舒服嘛，就不会有。那有的人为什么坐在这边他也不会觉得，那就流汗就流汗嘛，他接受这个事实。那有的人就不行。外面的一点事物就影响到你身体跟心情。
So, maybe, later on it's gonna rain, so, and the weather will become cooler, and so will be more comfortable.Because now we have air condition is on, so when you're walking from the hot outside environment, and it's much cooler in here. And, but then again, some people may not be affected by the environment, even though they break out into a sweat, like crazy, and then they will not affect by. Because this, and a majority of us, if this environment change, it will affect our body and it will affect our mind.
所以当我们身体啊随着环境的变化的时候呢，会让我们感受到环境也跟着在变。这个是环境影响到身体啊。那同样的呢，大家都知道金刚经里面有风动还是心动的，那个就是讲身体跟心的关系跟环境的关系。因为你假如心不动，不管到哪一个环境你都能够接受。那有的人呢就不能够接受环境的变，为什么我这边会有台风，为什么我这边会那么热，他就是抱怨这个，这样的话其实他的身体影响他的心。
So because the body and affected by the environment, so we know the impermanence in the body and also impermanence of the environmentAnd so, and then environment affect our body. So in the Diamond Sutra, we talk about the wind is moving and the mind is moving. And it really, and the body and mind affected by the environment. And some people will be able to accept the way it is. But some people start complain. Why where I live always have a hurricane? Why is this? Why the environment is so harsh?So, and some people just cannot accept it.
所以身体的不舒适跟舒适你都会影响，其实会影响到自己的心啊。所以呢，这个也是我们平常可以练习的。你很高兴的时候跟你不愉快的时候，你是会怎么样处理事情的。这个就是佛法可以用在日常生活上，就从光是这个你知道无常的时候，你是知道你今天的不舒服是因为什么，你不会不知道原因。这样的话你知道原因你就可以改，你可以做修正，修行就是修正。
So, the body and feel comfortable and not comfortable affect by the environment. And so because of that, and we can use that and practice in the daily life. You can observe when you're happy or not happy and because of affected by the environment and or how to do it. So, and when that situation arises, you observe where that coming from and it did affect by the environment. And so that's why it's a practice. practice is to correct wrongdoing, and so to aware and then correct.
那英文的 practice 啊，修行很好的地方就是好的地方你一直练习，不好的地方像我们在戒律里面讲，就是用石头给它压着，不要让它那个绿草长起来。
So, practice in English is, it really, and the good, and then you keep practice, and keep let it go, I mean, keep let it, grow, and then become a habit, and then you keep using it. And something is not good, and then you don't do it. And in the, Vinaya, in the precept, it says, in those, bad things, you use, a rock, and then, surprise on the grass, and don't let those grass and keep growing.
就让野草不生啊，就是恶的不要生。
So, and literally, and just let those bad habit of the wild grass and not grow anymore.
好，自己想一想，什么事情让你会生气，会不舒服？头发剪歪了，头发烫错了，或者是今天没吃饱。本来我想吃披萨的，今天给我来一个别的东西，这种你自己知道吗？自己清楚自己喜欢的什么，喜欢也是一个问题啊，讨厌也是一个问题啊，所以你知道你自己吗？这个就是造的功夫哈。那对你自己清楚，那个状况不好的时候，你会跟他说，我不要跟着你跑，那好的地方我要往前走。这些都是就是默。
So, and know yourself and why you get angry, why you feel not comfortable. Reflect on those kind of situations. And so, today I want to eat something and then that doesn't happen. I want to eat pizza and there's no pizza for me to eat. And something you like and something you hate. And knowing of that and understand and what is your sticking point, and that's illumination. That's illumination. And then, once aware of that situation, you're not following that situation, you're not following that, and so it's silence.
对，就是不要跟着他跑，或者跟他产生对立，就是默。
So, and,knowing of that is illumination. But knowing of that and you not following and you not, opposing against that, that's silent.
可以跟着跑就是善的，在还没有成佛以前就是善的，就像精进用功啊，就是要跟着跑啊。很清楚我要跟着跑。那不对的呢就不要跟着跑。就是这个就是因为你没有造的功夫。也不容易做到。
So, for the good thing, you need to follow. For example, diligence. You need to keep, remain diligence. Follow the diligence. So, for something bad, you don't want to follow.
那另外，现在很多是老人失忆症嘛，哈，所以有好的习惯很重要。你钥匙要放在哪里？跟很多你好习惯，你真的失忆症，因为以前的不会忘。最近的会忘，所以你已经知道钥匙放哪里，门的钥匙放哪里，你一抓就抓对嘛。我有一个义工，他爸爸已经开始有一点失忆症，可是他爸爸的习惯非常好，所以很多人除了家人知道以外，其他的人都不知道，因为他从以前年轻的时候东西都摆得很好，所以人家都不知道他爸爸有失忆症的原因，就是他有个好的习惯。所以呢，我们现在迈向于年纪很大，所以把好习惯建立很重要。
To have in the daily life, to have a good habit is very important. And why I say that? And because we are gradually getting old, and we don't know whenever we're going to have an Alzheimer. So what happened is one of a volunteer, and his father and actually have an Alzheimer. But because he has a habit, and since he's very young, an Alzheimer, and they usually remember things in the younger age, and not remember things happened recently. So because he has a very good habit, and so he placed everything in the right place, it's very tidy. So he can always find his keys and his things. So from other people and not knowing them well enough, and they think he's normal, but only the family and can and knows and what's going on.
那现在新的时候呢？十二点，我告诉我十二点呢，还有半个钟头，好像今天也只能够讲到五场哈，是不是？好像我八月十七号也要讲这个一样啊，要讲到七次了。那我们现在哈，那个只管打坐的时候，我们注意到我们自己的全身的时候呢，我们就靠这个身体能够感受到我们的整个的觉受，这个就很单纯的知道，这个就是看心的变化。只要有无常的观念呢，帮助我们只管打坐。
So when we aware of our body, in total and in totality is sitting, and through the sensing and through the sensing of our presence.So, and that will help us to reflect and reveal our mind.
所以呢，大家都知道念头，每个人一定有念头，那个念头就是我们的心啊。那所谓正念呢，就是你那个方法，你现在用的方法一直持续的保留，其实那个也是妄念，也是妄念，严格讲也是妄念。所以当你无心的时候，那个东西都要放下来，就是方法都要放下来，也是金刚经讲，已经到了彼岸，那个船就要摆下来，不能跟着跑。所以呢，当你心，我们现在只管打坐的时候，我们的所有的觉知是我们全部的身体的时候，其实就是把我们这个身体当作我们修行的一个切入点，一个切入点啊。
So the right view, and that right view is the method, and it's continuous maintain. And that actually, maintain the method itself actually is a wandering thought. So, and when we start and aware of the body and in totality, and that also is a wandering thought, but that's our entering point. After you, into a no mind, and you also let go the method and let go the body, and just like in the Diamond Sutra, you already and of course to the other side of the shore, and you don't need to hold on to your boat.
那刚刚还漏了讲一个肉体啊，我们的身体，我们其实很舍不得我们的身体，痛，像那次去弄牙齿，医生还没开始弄，我就已经有预设立场。我就整个人，可是因为他是男医师，我又不能抓他，那他做又没有把，我就说哇，这个就是我有预设立场，就是我们对我们的身体是很在乎的，所以当我们知道身体也是无常的时候，是可以帮着我们舍。
So we treasure our body, we precious our body, especially in this all kind of sensation.And for example, and last time and when I went to dentist, before the doctor start anything, I already perceive and what is going to happen and what kind of pain I'm going to experience. And since he's a male doctor, I cannot grab him. So, and I'm already in this feeling, wallowing in this feeling of the pain. So because we know our body, and so we can use that as entry point of impermanence.And the body is impermanent.
所以只管打坐，因为是要觉知你身体全身的感受嘛，那你就看到它那个感受其实一直在变化中的。这样的话，你对于身体的那个执着就会比较容易，不会被它控制。
Because silent illumination is your body, is your body is sitting, and your body is sitting.And then the body sensation is constantly changed. And then you can use that to contemplate. Your body is constantly changing. The sensation of your body is constant change. And so, and then we can see the impermanence.
那另外就是透过身体，我们知道心的无常啊。刚刚跟大家介绍，心其实就是我们的念头啊，有妄念是正常，所以我们要用修行的方法，其实也是妄念的一种。可是那个是你持续在用同一个妄念，我们就叫正念啊。
So from the body, the impermanent of the body, we know our mind is impermanent, and the thoughts.And it's impermanent. And of course, and knowing and remain on the method itself and continuous using the method itself, it's impermanent. And so when you maintain on that one wandering thought, that method, and then continuous use, and that is practice in silent illumination.
那个叫正念, right thought.
That is called the right thought.
所以有修行的方法，我们也可以体验到心的无常。你会发觉念头的来跟去，来跟去，所以你会昏沉，你也很感激他。至少你知道昏沉跟妄念，它就是念头的来来去去啊，你就会看到它的无常性。
Through the practice method, and we know our body is impermanent, our thoughts impermanent, and so you may be alert, but you may be drowsy.We appreciate that situation arise because, and that's the impermanence of the mind.
而且那个修行的方法呢，让我们心容易安定下来。你练习的时候，你就知道，你只要没有方法跟有方法，会让你心容易安静下来。
So the method of a practice and is to settle our mind. So and we have the method. That's why the mind is easier to settle.
那另外呢，有方法呢，你可以来调试我们的情绪，因为知道你就是生气，也是一下子会过了，你只要忍一下就过了嘛，哈，你就知道他的那个情绪也是有他的短暂性，你就可以做，容易做得到。
Because we have a method, so we can adjust our emotion. So and when we give rise into some emotion.And because we have a method, and so, and we can practice, and then also we know, and this is just temporary, and it will pass.
而且在你用修行的方法，你也会知道念头其实它是很自然的生灭的。你硬要它不发生，反而你更，就是在练习的过程，你知道反而那更难，还不如它就自生自灭，你就发觉它的无常性，你就很容易体验到它的无常性。
So, during the practice, and the thoughts arising and perishing naturally. So, if you deliberately and try to against that arising and perishing, actually it rises more. So, it just let it come and go naturally. And then this is the thought of impermanence and just let it go.
那另外呢，因为这个无常啊，你用修行的方法，其实我们有一个很重要的一个坚忍跟一心啊，会训练出来。
Through the practice method, and then we can train our mind and to be a perseverance and a single-mindedness.
我们常常来做义工的哈，碰到人事物的时候，他就说我不要来做义工了，因为呢，碰到困难了嘛，太麻烦，我一个人在家多舒服哈。所以假如你碰到困难的时候呢，你不要很轻易的承认它失败。所以当我们在用方法的时候，用的不好的时候呢，你不要说算了，这个修行的方法对我是没有效的，你就放弃它。就是你能够坚持下去，这个就叫坚忍。忍啊，在藏传里面就是忍弱，它叫安忍。这个安忍很重要，你是心很安定的，很平静的来把这件事情完成。这个坚忍可以训练我们对事情从头做到尾。
So, a lot of time and volunteer encounter to, volunteer situation may encounter some difficulty in people and the situation or things, and then people just give up. That's it. I'm not doing this. And, Because so and actually when we encounter difficulty and do not too quick concede the defeat. And so and then that's really useless. And the key is really the perseverance. And in Tibetan and says endurance and also and says peacefully endurance at ease, endurance at ease. So your body and mind is to stay calm and then and peaceful and tranquil. And to deal with the situation, it's called perseverance.
那为什么要一心呢? 最重要, 我们要让我们的心容易安定下来, 所以在坚忍和一心中间, 要加上一个放松, 你才有办法坚忍跟一心, 达到那个你要做的, 方向啊, 要不然的话, 你不能够达到平衡的话, 你一定要坚忍, 你会受不了。 那你能够做到坚忍, 可能你不能够持续, 一心就是持续的一直在用功, 一直用功。 打个比方, 我们打坐来讲, 假如说你坐不住, 你还有别的方法, 可以再继续用功。 假如你说我就一定要做, 那你可能一下子就放弃打坐了, 可能可以起来拜佛, 可能可以精行, 可能 怎么样让你能够放松再继续做，这个就是中间要加一个放松的方法，怎么让你的身心能够调和，坚忍跟一心才同时能够达到。The
key is a striking a balance between relaxation and single mind perseverance. So single mind, and it's you have to be balanced. And so, for example, and when you're doing sitting meditation, and then you force yourself to sit, but at that condition, and your body and mind is not stable, you couldn't do it. And so, there's also other method. So you can actually get up and to do prostration, and to do walking meditation, and to relax. The you know you have to add that relaxation component in there and to be balanced. And so after your mind settled, and then you can continue to use the method.
那坚忍跟一心其实平常我们也可以用，像我们在跟人的人际关系也一样，碰到紧张状况的时候，你要想办法把那个气氛给弄放松，要么就回避一下，要么就是会讲笑话，把。 那个气氛弄轻松一点，这些就是放松。假如你的身心状况不是紧的话，你可以做到；可你很紧的话，你自己都已经在情绪中做不到。所以坚忍跟一心啊，跟我们修行很有关系。So
perseverance and single mindedness, and we can use in the daily life. And so, for example, and this is a situation, and people may have a conflict, and the situation is very tight, per se. And then, so you can use some more relaxation method. And so, and either you just totally avoid the situation, walk away, and or you can crack some joke, and then try to ease up the situation. So, but if your body and mind is in this tense situation, you just cannot be relaxed.
在直管打坐或者默照禅修的时候，对疼痛怎么样来坚忍和一心啊？跟大家介绍一下。这个就是实际上你在打坐的时候，你怎么可以对疼痛，你可以接受它。So
that's why perseverance and single-mindedness is very important in the practice. And when you practice in silent illumination, when you encounter an body sensation, discomfort, pain, and how do you deal with it? How do you use perseverance in a single-mindedness?
所以呢，第一个要先承认，在修行的过程，一定会有疼痛，一定会有不舒服的，也一定会有舒服的，这个都是正常的，这个是心态上要建立起来。The
first is the attitude. You have to have the right attitude. You have to establish this correct attitude. And during the sitting meditation, and you will have this sensation of a comfort and discomfort.
那, 假如你说你一定是痛苦的，这个也不是无常的观念，一定是舒服到底的，这个也是不是无常。所以你假如会用无常的观念的话，你知道对痛苦舒服这个是发生是很自然的。
The second is impermanence. And if you insist, you're definitely going to have a comfortable feeling. That's not impermanence. If you insist, you're always going to have a comfortable experience. That's also impermanence. So during that sitting practice, you will have comfort and discomfort. That is impermanence.
所以呢，我们对任何一个事情要把无常的观念放在任何事情上。我是用疼痛做一个例子，因为舒服不用讲哈，用疼痛因为比较容易发生的嘛来做例子。你假如有办法把无常放在任何一件事情上的话呢，你的心态上你会比较平静。
So and that's to deal with anything and easily we are more focused and homing on the pain experience and sensation. So if you know that's impermanence, and so you can let go, and so you can practice. So impermanence, we need to have that kind of concept.
所以只管打坐对疼痛的时候呢，你不要集中在那个痛，就是它痛起来的时候，你不要看着那个痛。只管打坐的方法是观全身嘛，哈。本来空的里头有讲到观，所以等下次了，今天就先不讲观，就是你不要集中在那个痛的那个部位。
So, silent illumination, talk about just sitting, and so your whole body is sitting. So, and maybe you will have a pain sensation in your body. So do not focus and localize into that particular pain sensation.
把那个痛当作是你全身觉知的一部分。
Treat that pain as the awareness of your totality.
你说法师我做不到。
You may say, 法师 I can't do it.
那你就反过来，你就打坐的时候就看着那个痛。你就看着痛也是另外一个，你可以发觉那个痛本来是你背痛，怎么突然我一去注意我背的时候怎么跑到别的地方呢？你就看它的无常性。那假如你有那个经验的时候，你就会不把痛当作那么一回事，因为它是短暂的，它是会变化的。这样的话，你再回头来看，把痛当作是你全身的一个感知的一小部分，就比较容易做到，可以试试看。
So I'll teach you a way. So you have to operate reversely.So, all right, you have a pain, all right, just observing the pain. So observing the pain, while you're observing, you have a back pain, and later on the pain is going to travel to your knee, to your legs. So it's moving all over the place. Because of that, you know the pain has impermanent nature. So that pain is just merely a sensation of your entire body.
所以那个无常性可以帮助你了解，也很平静的可以看着那个痛。
So because the nature of impermanence, so you can observe the pain at ease.
那这边有很多妈妈啊，生过小孩子的，对不对？那你要生小孩子的时候，第二胎嘛，哈，马凤仪有生两个小孩子嘛，第二胎你已经有第一胎的经验，你怎么接受那个痛呢？你就接受它嘛，生小孩子一定会痛嘛，你不痛吗？你有没有念观世音菩萨？对，好，那私下分享哈。反正就是你对痛，当你不了解痛是可以帮助你全身的一部分的话，你就去享受那个痛。所以当我刚刚学去参加精进禅期的时候，师父都会讲享受那个疼痛，我怎么样都想不到怎么享受。到后来常常参加了以后呢，真的那个疼痛反而可以帮助你，至少你不会昏沉嘛，因为那个痛嘛，你是很有精神，不是昏沉嘛， 那你就会发觉它那个无常性。一发觉无常性，其实就是帮助你的一种体验。
So we have a lot of mother here, and so you probably have a couple kids. So after the first kid and the second kid, and you probably don't experience as much pain as the first one. So because we do not understand pain, so that's why we will not be able to accept. And when we understand the pain, so we can actually enjoy the pain. And during the retreat, and Shifu always teach us enjoying the pain. And in the beginning, I could not understand that pain is pain. I do not enjoy the pain. But after a few retreats, and because I experienced the pain before, that kind of pain before, so I know. So, and that actually is, it can help us to keep alert, to keep awake and not being drowsy, and knowing about the nature of impermanence and the pain in come and go.
那当然我那次的痛啊，因为师父以前在9056打气的时候，他是半个钟头脚不能动的，他不是说你想要动轻轻的不要影响到隔壁你就可以动，我们那时候是不能动，师父就在我们前面，因为这所以不能动，所以那个痛你就一定要忍下来，当忍下来的时候，其实到某一个点它是清凉的。因为就像我们明心见性，因为有那个见性的经验，所以你不会走偏路，同样你有痛到清凉的经验，你对那个痛你不会产生恐怖，就是害怕，就是不知道怎么一回事，是不是我命就在这边就跟大家说再见了，就是不会那种恐惧感。
So, and back then, we had a retreat at an our old building, and it's on 1956, and we had a retreat, and for half an hour sitting, you are not allowed to move at all, not moving at all, not like now, oh, you can move gently, just as long as you don't affect your neighbor. No. 师父 is standing right in front of you, staring at all of us. You cannot move. So, because of that, and then, we have to endure the pain. And after a certain period of time, and the pain actually become the cool sensation. And just like, when we see the inside, and we know, and there's a clear destination we're gonna go, and we're not gonna go to some, deviant route. So because we know, we experience the pain, and we understand, and so we will not give rise to the fear and then afraid, and that's it. I'm going to be pained to death today. So no. So because you know, you experienced it before, so you are not afraid.
所以当知道有疼痛的那个经验，那个一定要练习，不能够只有嘴巴讲，你一定要练习的哈。你练习的时候，你就那个疼痛对你就不会产生一个干扰。当它不会产生一个干扰的时候呢，你对那个疼痛的那种感觉啊，你会就比较不在意，就比较放得下，就是我们要讲的比较能够放得下。
So you have to experience, you have to practice, and then so once you experience and you practice, and so you will not let that pain sensation influence you, affect your practice.
因为这个疼痛的这种经验你已经知道了，你的心可以很真实的看它的痛，也是有沉住意灭的过程嘛，你就可以，你心越安定，它那个过程你就看得越清楚。
So because we experience, we practice, we can easily let go of painSo, and then your mind and be able to face the pain. Because, even pain, and they have, staging. And, starting the pain give rise to the pain started, and the pain and start to, and then abiding for a little bit, and then changing, and then and become emptiness, that's no pain. So it goes through the process of impermanence.
所以身体的沉住意灭这个就是无常，我们就可以体验到。这我是在讲痛这一点啊。其实任何一件事情的发生， 假如我们可以看到的无常性是可以帮助我们的。
So we use the pain as an example, and the pain started, and the pain is stay abiding for a little bit, and for a while, and the pain changed, and then perished. We use the pain as an example, but your whole body is sensation, and whole body is like that, and going through all this process. Because we understand, and we, the changing process, and help us to understand the nature of impermanence.
这个身心环境，所以环境里头的人事物都属于环境嘛，哈。我们人是正报身，环境就是我们的依报身，同样可以用这个无常，就是因为你对身体的那种感受很清楚，对环境里头人事物的发生过程或结果你也很清楚，这样的话你就会比较安定啊，很就是。比较能够客观的看很多事情。
So, and that's our body and mind impermanence, and also environmental impermanence, and there's people, there's things, and there's in the environment, whatever happened in the process and the result, and our body is our direct retribution, and our environment is dependent retribution.All the things happening there, all the people happening there, and things change, and all the process. Because we know this is all this unchanging nature, so easy to help us to understand the nature of impermanence.
所以师父在书里面讲，疼痛反而是告诉我们一件事情啊，就是反而是一个机会来规范我们自己的内心，能够得到坚忍，可以得到一心。所以任何事情的发生。假如我们是看到正面的话，就有这个功效。
So that's why 师父in the book and he tell us, pain is actually is an opportunity to help us to reveal our inside, inside of the mind. And because if we have the right view and so and will help us and for the perseverance and then the single mindedness.
那所以。你假如我们大家能够看到真正的无常的话呢，知道无常这个现象呢是短暂的，它是变化的，它的本质没有固定的。看到这个，我们慢慢就了解空。
So, the nature, the real nature of impermanence is temporary. It's changing. It's not fixed.And because of that, so we can help us to see the emptiness.
那因为时间的关系，我空就不讲了哈，等下次再讲。我为讲了太多次，我现在都用颜色来分，我到哪个要讲。所以蓝色是 CMC.
So, we don't have enough time to talk about emptiness, and we're going to talk about that in August. And I have been talking many, many times about this subject. So we'll see you in August 5th.
那有没有什么问题？有，还有差不多四分钟，有什么问题吗
？Question? We have 4 minutes left.
那个，所以疼痛啊，或者是舒服也一样。舒服啊，我们说魔镜，什么叫魔镜？就是让你修行的。过程被打断，所以不舒服跟舒服都是魔镜。对我们来讲，以修行的人的角度来讲
，So we talk about pain, but actually a comfortable feeling, pain and comfortable feeling, they all are demonic state. Because while we practice, we don't abide on both, and the pain and the discomfort and the comfort, they both are demonic state.
那所以呢，只要你会把痛苦或者很舒服的这个感觉哈，都用无常来看的话，它都是你的着力点，修行的着力点。
So as long as you treat those comfortable feeling and the pain, uncomfortable feeling and are all impermanent, and that's your exertion point of the practice.
那位菩萨在问，刚才是什么问题？
Patient for a second time. Oh. when you're dealing with patients that are sick and dying, there's a certain energy that comes at you. Is there a practice that you could do to deal with that?
你翻译。
So 他是说, 如果说你面对, 生病或者是死亡, 我们用什么, 来, 修行?
那个, 最近也有一个澳洲的科学家, 还有在台湾也有一个很有名的运动广播员, 他们都到瑞士寻求死亡, 那对佛教徒来讲, 佛是拒绝人家自杀的, 因为呢, 所有你会变为现在这个都有它的因跟缘, 所以你对你自己的因缘, 你没有好好处理, 以后还是一样, 所以当我们要面对死亡的时候呢, 假如现在身体好的话, 赶快练习, 赶快要练习, 因为 就像疼痛一样, 你没有经验过, 你面对死亡的时候, 其实是很痛苦的。
So recently, over 100-year-old scientist in Australia, and then also a very famous reporter in Taiwan. They both went to Switzerland and for euthanization. And so our body is a cause and condition. You need to deal with all the cause and condition in this lifetime. If you didn't deal with it in the cause and condition, it's going to continue. And so when you face the death, you need to start to practice now.
那对于死亡这件事情啊, 其实我们每天都面对死亡, 有没有? 有没有感觉每天都面对死亡? 我每次 膝盖不舒服的时候, 我有时候坐得很久, 我一要站起来的时候, 其实死亡比这个还要痛苦, 因为死亡是四大分离, 四大分离的时候, 就像龟啊, 活生生的把它的壳这样拔掉, 所以你现在不对痛苦, 你现在先练习的话呢, 要走的时候是, 有时候会有嗔恨心起来,
So we need to practice and start to facing the pain. The reason is, and actually every day we are dealing with, we're facing the death. And for example, and I have a bad knee, and every time when I sit for a long time, when I try to get up, it's very painful, it's excruciating pain. But when we're dealing with death, and at the time our four body element is leaving us, it's separating. And so, and in the sutra, it described, it's like a turtle, and the shell is being separated forcefully when the turtle is still alive. That kind of pain.
所以呢, 我们要, 假如有练习的话呢, 我们对我们的死亡那个是自然发生, 因为我们知道生就会死嘛, 只不过是我们对不清楚的事情, 我们会害怕, 当我们知道会死的这件事情的时候, 而且佛教还有一个轮回的一个思想的话, 其实也帮助你这一生你做的事, 造的因跟以后结的果有关系, 所以你这个现在活的这一刹那, 就是好好的用, 用的对的地方, 那对你下一生是有帮忙的。
And so that's why we start practice now. It's very important. And because the birth and death is natural process, there is a birth, they definitely will have a death. So something we be afraid because we don't know. So and also in Buddhism we talk about samsara. So also to do with the cause and condition and the karma. So if you use this body, you use properly, and then in this lifetime, and to build up the right cause and condition. And so the next lifetime will be better. So we start to practice now.
所以我们时间很有限哈。 你还要问问题吗? 哦, 他还要问问题啊。 好, 再一个, 那个有空再下次再谈啊。 说他说什么？没注意听。生死自在。
生死自在哪有王啊？生死自在。
生死自在。对。
阿弥陀佛。
啊，阿弥陀佛哈。要什么默念？啊，要多念佛哈，要多念佛，那就在修行。
So your question, we can continue to explain more next time, which is on August 5th. And so, this person is saying, and,
他是生死自在，
Okay. So his comment is, living and dying is all at ease, and so, and constantly recite the Buddha's name.
这个就是修行。
And that is practice.
对。就是有不同方式的修行，你自己要把修行让你的心面对死亡这件事情。现在我们的功课就是怎么样面对死亡，就是你只要把它拿起来，你就那个就是你的功课嘛。
So in this and many different way to practice, we have to do it now. We have to start now. So and that's our homework. That's our daily practice.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.